from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Well, we are joined right now by a member of the 92 Pirates, a man that pitched in the All-Star game for the Pirates in Texas in 95. The same place, not the same stadium because they blew that, or they didn't blow it up. They just replaced it with a new
gigantic one. Gigantic new one, yes.
Pitched in that game, and now he's with us to talk about Paul Skeens and more. Former Bucco Denny Nagel is on the fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service. Denny, Andrew Filippone, and Chris Muller back in Pittsburgh. How are you today?
I'm great, man. How you guys doing?
Denny, we're awesome. We're excited to watch Skeens. What are your impressions of the guy so far?
Man, I tell you what, I am super excited myself, too. I'm still a huge fan of the game. And, you know, so I always enjoy this time of year with the All-Star game, the festivities, the home run derby. But the game itself to me is always such a special time also, too. And I'll tell you what, I've been a fan. I'm coaching high school baseball myself now. And so I really started to follow a lot of the high school highlights and college baseball highlights the last few years, even more so than I had in the previous like 20, 30 years. So I became a huge fan of Skeens last year, watching him from his first start at LSU. And what a cool story of him transferring from the Air Force Academy to go there because, you know, he knew he wanted to pursue a career in baseball. And so, I mean, right from the first couple starts that I saw him pitch in college even, it was pretty obvious to me that this guy was going to be a special talent. And I knew it wasn't going to be, you know, it wasn't going to take long for him to reach the big leagues. I didn't think it would be this quick and this quite success, but, I mean, you know, it doesn't surprise me at all.
Denny, how unusual is it to see a guy who's barely 22 years old already seem to have the advanced approach to the art of pitching, you know, mixing his pitches, reacting to how hitters swung at certain things, have that already 11 starts into a big league career the way Skeens seems to?
Well, you know, I think that's the thing that impressed me the most, watching him pitch. You know, when you're pitching at the SEC level now these days, I mean, it literally is pitching at like a high A, double A level almost with the talent that they have. I mean, look at the draft this year. Look how many guys, you know, went in the first, second, and third rounds from the SEC alone. You know, and so watching him last year even too at the college level and watching his repertoire of pitches and how he could set up hitters, you know, it wasn't just the fact that, yes, the guy can, you know, hit 102, 103 miles an hour on the gun, which is incredible in itself. But watching his command and the way he can set up hitters and the fact that he's got three above average pitches that he can throw for strikes, I mean, that's why it wasn't too much of a shock for me to watch him, to watch that, you know, translate over to the major league level. And, you know, so it's one thing to have electric stuff that he has, but when you have a command of the strike zone and knowledge to be able to set up hitters, like you just said, that's a whole nother level.
Denny Nagel with us, Pirates All-Star back in 95 on the fan hotline. How about the splinker pitch, Denny? What's your take on that? It's a splitter-splinker hybrid, and according to the numbers, it has so far in his major league career been the most unhittable pitch in the entire major leagues.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it is funny, like the name of the pitches sometimes that they come up with now, but I mean, to me, it's just kind of like an old-school forkball split. That, you know, it reminds me a little bit of John Smoltz, you know, my former teammate with the Braves, the way he used to throw his. Because Smoltz, he tried to master the changeup, watching Tommy Glavine and Greg Maddux, and that was always my specialty, too. And Smoltz always wanted the changeup, but it just never really felt comfortable for him. So he kind of threw a similar style pitch that Skeens throws. But, you know, with all due respect to Smoltz even too, I feel like Skeens has just taken it to another level because of, you know, I heard you guys talking about it. With his arm speed and the spin rate that he's able to deliver his pitches at, I mean, it's incredible. So, you know, you can see why it's so unhittable and that stuff, because his arm speed and the spin rate that he gets on that pitch.
Were you doing
ridiculous
spin rate, Denny? Were you in there sitting down with the guys, Ray yeah. Miller back in the day, and saying, what's my spin rate on this pitch?
maybe the spin rate of how quick you can get that Miller light up to your mouth.
I was going to say, Leland's got the spin rate. Look at that cigarette smoke I'm blowing right now. It's spinning right in front of you. Hey, where does a guy like Skeens, this is a ridiculous question maybe, but he's been so good through 11 starts. Other than obviously trying to sustain this, how much better can he get? Like this early into his career to be this good, where's the ceiling for a guy with this level of arm talent and this kind of approach?
You know, honestly, that's a great question, because, I mean, when you start off at this high a level, you know, my gosh, you know, I mean, it comes up and he's starting the All-Star game already. So where do you go from there? I think to me from here, it's literally just fine tuning things. I think for him, hopefully it'll be a situation where he kind of maybe takes a page out of somebody like Justin Verlander's book, because Justin Verlander was a guy that he's kind of the only guy that, I know you guys mentioned Strasburg before I came on even too, and there's definitely the comparisons to him too. But Verlander was a guy who I remember was kind of like a max effort guy that everything was like, you know, 99, 100 miles an hour every pitch too. And then he learned how to channel that a little bit and kind of pace himself. And now you see him even, you know, at 40 years old, you know, but even when he kind of hit that groove in his late 20s to early 30s, you notice that he was a guy that became, you know, maybe like 94 to 97 when the game started out. And then when he needed
yes.
it, then he would reach back and hit that 9,900, 101. Yep. So I'm hoping, maybe, if anything, maybe Skeens can become a guy like that can just kind of channel that stuff so it can prolong his career.
Denny, are like the injury worries, or is that just being like super neurotic and paranoid about stuff with pitchers today with him because of how hard he throws? Or is that a real thing to be worried about?
I mean, you know, I'm kind of torn 50-50. I think it's a valid point. There's definitely a real thing because of, my gosh, all you have to do is look at the numbers and look how many guys are coming down with the Tommy John injuries and stuff and all the different arm injuries. I think this guy is such a hard worker that takes his craft so seriously and everything on and off the field. I mean, his workouts are already becoming legendary. Watching, you know, I love some of the memes where they compared him and Bartolo Colon with his pregame exercises and stuff, whatever. But you know, he's such a big, strong guy and he takes it so serious that I'm not so worried about him with the injuries and stuff too, because I think this guy is going to keep working, outworking every other guy at his position. And so, but you know, look, it's certainly a valid point too, because there are some guys that work their tails off too that still come down with that injuries. I think as long as there's a right balance of the Pirates and whoever, not baiting him too much, letting him extend himself, get that pitch count up, keep you know, his throwing program, his workout, you know, long toss, all those things that come into it. I think that's some of the issue of why these guys get hurt now, is because they almost protect them too much instead of letting them go a little bit and extending them a little bit more.
Denny, I wanted to ask you, since you said you're a fan of just pitching in general, if you had an opinion, because Skeens is obviously the story and the reason we're so excited in Pittsburgh, but he had like a Robin to his Batman early in the year, and it was Jared Jones, much smaller guy, throwing basically the same level of gas at 101. What's like your prognosis on a guy like that's not as big as Skeens, didn't have the pedigree, but came out of the chute so fast? He's on the IL right now, but he had people very excited here as well early in the year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think going back to what I was just saying before too, as far as taking that page out of a Verlander's book, I think that's what Jones might have to learn as well too, is that every pitch doesn't have to be max effort. And that's not even your fastball too. It's you know, feeling like you have to throw the nastiest off-speed stuff, the nastiest breaking ball, the nastiest changeup, where, man, I've got to get that spin rate up and everything. And, you know, because I think too much is made of it sometimes. I wholeheartedly believe that there is a place for all the new technology, whether it be the launch angles, the spin rates, and all that. I think there absolutely has a place in the game for it. You have to compare it to, you know, it's a way to compare it to things. You know, the way we did it before was just watching videotapes and how we set hitters up. Now you can say, okay, look, maybe my spin rate has to be in such and such velocity and categories or whatever and stuff. You know, so it's a good barometer to you know, gauge your pitches by. However, someone like Jones, I think, could really take a page out of Verlander's book as well, too, and realize, hey, man, if I'm going to have a prolonged career and try to avoid the injury bug as much as possible, maybe I don't have to be that max effort, you know, best spin rate on every single pitch.
Danny, thanks for coming out with us. A listener texted it and said, can Danny Nagel fire up Pittsburgh for Paul Skenes tonight by doing his rendition of the human train whistle?
Very nice.
You still got it.
I still got it, man.
All right. Thank you, Danny. Thanks, appreciate it.
You got it, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.